No one's quite sure exactly what happened with the fire, but it was a cold night. No one really knows. I got a phone call at 3 a.m. or something like that, woken up, salty, oh, the museum's on fire. So, you know, we were driving in here quickly. I got to Blue Knob and you could see the glow in the night sky. That's about 10 kilometres away. And I remember that moment, my heart sank, you know, God, it's a huge fire. There's no surviving that for the old 100-year-old wooden building. By the time we got in here, you know, it was raging. It started in the Rainbow Cafe next door to the museum. There was a tree in the lane, a big, beautiful tree we all shaded under in the summer, in the laneway between the museum and the Rainbow, and the heat eventually exploded that tree, and then it was into the museum. Just went up like an explosion. The Rainbow Cafe is a very big loss. For years it was the whole food place, the public cafe. If you didn't have any money, you could wash dishes and get a feed. It had that spirit. That's a big loss. Certainly as big as the museum, older than the museum. People were in shock for quite a few weeks afterwards, and still, it's like the two front teeth of Nimbin got knocked out. So I started the museum when I came here. In this relationship that was already in trouble. So I needed something to do, so I rented that room. It was $35 a week. And the museum evolved out of that. So I'd been in there like nearly 30 years. And it had become probably the main tourist attraction. A whole collection of strange things or interesting things. And it was more art than traditional museum. One of my favourite things in there was the doll temple. Graham Dunstan made a doll temple in there. It was made out of doll forms. Paper mache, but all the outer surface was doll forms. Really, the museum for me was just about trying to communicate hippie thinking and hippie values. And people were coming to Nimbin and it's this strange-looking town with murals everywhere, you know. Well, what happened here? What's the story of Nimbin? And when it was a second-hand shop, I kept having to tell that story. So I thought, we can make this. It was a nagging idea that was a bit abstract. And so I had a bit of a meeting and got friends and we closed for just a few weeks and made this, had this idea of you follow a path through the history of this piece of earth where we're standing. So it began with a creation dreaming story painted by my Aboriginal mate Burry, and then dinosaurs and then the Aboriginals and then the white man arrived, pioneers. And the Rainbow Serpent Path lost its colour with them. Then it came back with the hippies. I love Nimbin, I love hippie values, and I know they stand for a real truth of the possibility of humans being able to live in harmony with the earth and each other. And I can see it's possible. We've just got to wait and work hard towards it. And Nimbin tries hard, and I think, look, everyone tries hard, but Nimbin has had quite a splash of enlightenment, and it comes through in the community. There's a lot of good people here. People brave enough to sort of do what they love rather than sort of chase the money. You know, it's hard to swim against that tide. There's a lot of pressure. So I've got, you know, lots of admiration for the hippies who tried to walk another path.